There are more ways than ever to listen to History Daily ad-free. Listen with Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, or you can get all of History Daily plus other fantastic history podcasts at intohistory.com. This ageless episode of History Daily originally aired on May 19th, 2022. It's before dawn on October 2nd, 1514, in a cabin below the deck of a ship off the coast of Boulogne, France. Anne Boleyn, the 7-year-old daughter of an English noble, clings to her father's hand as the ship sways in the wind of a raging storm. The Boleyn family is traveling to France along with several other nobles for a special occasion, the wedding of King Henry VIII's sister. But Anne is afraid they'll never make it to French shores. Anne clutches her father's hand tighter as thunder claps overhead. In the midst of the violent tempest, the wind thrusts the ship into shallow water, where it scrapes against the ocean floor. Anne screams and hugs her father's leg as she hears men shouting from the deck above. They're worried the ship might be punctured and it could start taking on water. Before Anne knows what's happening, her father scoops her up and carries her out of the cabin and onto deck, followed by the rest of the Boleyn family. There, they climb into a rowboat that crewmen then lower into the rough seas. Anne holds her father close and shuts her eyes tight as the tiny vessel fights through choppy waves and finally finds its way to shore. Anne Boleyn has arrived in France. She might not realize it yet, but this country is her new temporary home, and her time here will shape the rest of her life. At the request of her father, Anne spends her formative years in the courts of French royal houses. Anne's education in France is said to make her indiscernible from a high-born native Frenchwoman, and she develops what one historian will call a French courtier's skill for rampant eroticism. In early 1522, as a teenager, Anne returns to England and becomes a lady-in-waiting to King Henry VIII's wife, Queen Catherine of Aragon. The beguiling Anne quickly catches the eye of the king, and before long, Henry will abandon Catherine and make Anne his new queen. But Anne will discover that being married to King Henry is a dangerous proposition. And when Anne and Henry's relationship sours, the king's men will accuse Anne of treason, adultery, and incest. Anne Boleyn will be found guilty and confined to the Tower of London until she is publicly executed on May 19, 1536.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
From Noiser and Airship, I'm Lindsey Graham, and this is History Daily. History is made every day. On this podcast, every day, we tell the true stories of the people and events that shaped our world. Today is May 19th, 1536, Anne Boleyn's execution. It's Saturday, May 31st, 1533, in London, England, one day before Anne Boleyn's coronation as queen. Anne beams as four knights carry her through the city streets on a gold and white litter, a transport fit for a queen that allows Anne to recline on a luxurious bed. Anne is overjoyed, but she's also exhausted. She's several months pregnant with her first child, and the many days of celebration leading up to her coronation have worn her out. Anne is ready to take her crown, enjoy some rest, and put the ugliness of the past several years behind her. In order to marry Anne and make her his queen, King Henry VIII cast aside his first wife, Catherine of Aragon, and their daughter, Princess Mary. This decision angered many of Henry's own subjects, who remained loyal to Catherine and Mary. The decision also angered the Catholic Church, which refused to grant Henry an annulment. So Henry split with the Catholic Church, named himself the head of a new Church of England, and got the approval he wanted from his highest-ranking archbishop. And now Anne hopes her coronation will quell the growing anger in the country and endear her to the English people. Reclining on her litter, she rests her hand on her stomach, which she now believes carries the future King of England. Anne smiles and waves as her royal procession approaches a large gathering of people. But when Anne sees the crowd's disposition, her smile disappears. Anne hoped the crowd would cheer, throw their caps in the air, and proclaim their love for her. But all Anne sees are people staring back in silence. Most refuse to remove their caps at all, a clear sign of disrespect. Anne tries to regain her composure as she's led through the city. She hopes things will get better tomorrow when she's taken to Westminster Abbey to be anointed and crowned queen. Luckily, Anne's hopes come to fruition. After her majestic coronation, Anne hosts a fantastic feast, complete with food, wine, dancing, and music. Celebrations spill over into the following days, and Anne is left with high hopes for the future. She feels confident that she will win over even her most ardent skeptics when she gives Henry the healthy male heir that Catherine of Aragon never could. Anne has reason to believe the baby she's carrying is a boy. The king's doctors have said as much, and court astrologers have supported the doctor's claims. Henry and Anne are so confident in this that they have birth announcements created to welcome Henry's son and heir. The royal couple also call for a huge celebration and jousting tournament to be held in honor of the birth of the new prince. As the day approaches, Anne bids Henry farewell and goes into confinement, as is the custom of the time. During this period, no men, including the king, are allowed into Anne's chambers. But while Anne rests, she hears distressing news that her husband has taken up with another woman. Anne is not a fool. She knows kings have affairs. She herself attracted Henry's favor while he was still married. But the news of Henry's latest dalliance strikes Anne with fear. She worries that if Henry's eye wanders too far, he might get rid of her, just like he did with Catherine. Anne tries to remain calm for the sake of the baby in her belly. She holds strong to the belief that when she gives Henry a son, all will be well. But soon Anne will learn that the doctors and astrologers were wrong. On September 7th, 1533, Anne gives birth to a happy, healthy baby, but a girl. Upon hearing the news, Henry flies into a rage. The jousting tournament and celebrations are canceled. But Henry's initial anger quickly wanes. As Anne dotes on their daughter, Henry can't help but fall in love with a little girl who has red hair, just like her father. Anne and Henry christen the baby Elizabeth. The newborn child is celebrated as the Princess of England, and eventually she is named heir to the throne, leaping over her older half-sister Mary, Henry's daughter with Catherine of Aragon. And Anne is a loving and protective mother to Elizabeth. Still, she knows that to solidify her position as queen, she must give Henry a son. But as Anne struggles to provide a male heir, she again watches as Henry's affections turn to another woman. Before long, many of Henry's advisors and the people of England will make it clear that they do not want Anne Boleyn for the queen, and King Henry VIII might agree. History Daily is sponsored by Greenlight. I saw a short video the other day with a mother just agog as her daughter tries to comprehend that you have to pay the credit card company back for the things you buy with the card. She kept repeating, "Why do I have to pay for it twice?" And right then, I knew I needed to have a talk with my daughter about how credit cards work. I also figured if I want my daughter to really understand, I should get her a card of her own, and Greenlight helped with that. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. You can send your kids instant money transfers, get real-time notifications of their spending, manage chores, and automate allowance. Meanwhile, your kids build financial literacy and independence by learning to earn, save, and spend wisely. So don't put off the money talk. Start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/historydaily. That's greenlight.com/historydaily to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/historydaily. History Daily is sponsored by Mint Mobile. Increasingly, podcasts are considered in the entertainment business, and that means there are podcast agents, podcast managers, and podcast contracts. And after years of reading fine print and paying lawyers, if I've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. But is there always a catch? Turns out no, not with Mint Mobile. Their wireless plans are really just $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, because they sell online, cutting the cost of retail stores and passing those savings to you. That was perfect for getting a new line for my daughter. Resurrecting an old phone for her was easy, and Mint Mobile is just $15 a month with a three-month plan, no catch. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/historydaily. That's mintmobile.com/historydaily. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/historydaily. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. It's late 1533 in Hertfordshire, England. Mary, the 17-year-old daughter of King Henry VIII and his first wife, Catherine of Aragon, prays in a small Catholic church. Being here, behind these sacred walls, is one of the only ways Mary finds respite from the anger she feels on a daily basis. After the birth of Elizabeth, Mary was forced from her home and put under the charge of Anne Boleyn's aunt. And though she's been officially stripped of her title, the rebellious young woman still refers to herself as Princess Mary. She calls her mother Queen Catherine, and she refuses to acknowledge her infant half-sister Elizabeth as the heir to the throne. Mary's actions has made her a hero to much of the English public, especially her fellow Catholics. In church, Mary finishes praying and then heads outside. When she sees a crowd of townspeople gathered out front to see her, a smile forms on her lips. The crowd cheers for her as if she is their queen. But news of the adoring crowd reaches Anne Boleyn's ears. And when she hears it, she's enraged, venting her anger to one of the few people she truly trusts, her older brother George. Anne tells George that she finally feels like the aging Catherine of Aragon isn't a threat to her status as queen, but now instead she's forced to deal with Catherine's daughter, Mary. George listens, as he always does, and urges Anne to think carefully about her next move. Anne doesn't let anger cloud her judgment. Instead of lashing out at Mary, she decides to try and form an alliance. Anne knows if Mary publicly acknowledges her as queen, it will gain Anne much-needed support among English Catholics. So in January of 1534, Anne writes to Mary with a proposition. If Mary agrees to acknowledge her as queen, Anne will convince the king to restore Mary's title as princess and give her a life befitting a royal. But Mary's response is not what Anne is hoping for. Mary writes that her mother is the only queen of England. But she does say she'd be appreciative if Anne, the king's mistress, spoke to the king on her behalf to have her title restored. After reading Mary's barbed reply, Anne realizes that Mary will never be an ally, and she fears the people's loyalty to her stepdaughter Mary make her own position as queen vulnerable. Meanwhile, Anne's marriage is falling apart. Henry continues to engage in affairs with various women, and Anne's objections to his infidelity are not well met by the king. Henry says Anne needs to do what all good queens should, close her eyes and ignore his affairs. But Anne struggles to sit idly by while her husband falls into one woman's bed after another. And in 1535, Anne loses patience when Henry falls for one of her own ladies-in-waiting, Jane Seymour. Making matters worse, some of Henry's advisors now see the people's dislike of Anne as a threat to the monarchy. They fear the anger growing among the populace could spark a revolution. Anne is desperate to find stronger footing. She knows there's only one way to secure her position, to give Henry a male heir. And in the fall of 1535, Anne falls pregnant again. She hopes and prays the baby will be the answer to her problems. But in January of the following year, after just 3 months of pregnancy, Anne's baby is stillborn. When Henry discovers the baby was a boy, he is distraught. He reportedly says to Anne, "God does not wish to give me male children." But soon, Henry convinces himself that he and God aren't the problem. Anne is. For a time, Henry loved Anne for her fierce intelligence and headstrong nature. But after she loses the baby, Henry finds these same qualities revolting. He no longer believes Anne can give him a male heir. He wants to move on with his life and marry his new love, Jane Seymour. And many of Henry's closest advisors are more than happy to facilitate the process. They want the troublesome Anne gone and to win back the opinion of the people. But they also want to ensure that Henry's next marriage is viewed as legitimate. So they concoct a scheme to besmirch Anne's character in a way that no one will question Henry's need for a new wife. They accuse Anne of having affairs, including with her own brother, George. They even go so far as to say that Anne conspired with some of her lovers to try and murder the king. And these men, Anne's alleged lovers, are tortured in confessing their crimes and casting guilt on Anne before they are put to death. And then on May 2nd, 1536, Anne is arrested and sequestered at the Tower of London, where she awaits trial. Soon she will be found guilty, stripped of her title as queen, and sentenced to public execution.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
It's May 19th, 1536, outside the Tower of London. Anne Boleyn steps onto the scaffold that has been erected for her execution. She wears a gray nightgown lined with fur and a cap over her hair, but Anne's neck remains exposed. She looks out over the gathered crowd, tries to muster the courage to speak. At trial, Anne proclaimed her innocence, but she wasn't allowed to have witnesses come to her defense. Anne knows it wouldn't have made a difference. A guilty verdict was a foregone conclusion. Now Anne's only hope is to die with dignity. On the scaffold, Anne addresses the public one last time, saying, "I pray God save the king and send him long to reign over you. And thus I take my leave of the world and of you all, and I heartily desire you all to pray for me." Anne takes off her cap and kneels before the French executioner who has been summoned for the job. She prays he'll live up to the reputation French executioners have for providing fast, clean deaths. Then Anne signals that she's ready. The executioner raises his sword, and Anne allegedly utters her final words, "To Christ I commend my soul." The sword cuts through the back of Anne's neck, and the former Queen of England's head rolls across the scaffold. Following her death, Anne's enemies at court and in the Catholic Church use her supposed acts of adultery and treason to destroy her reputation. For decades, Anne will be vilified, and many will claim that she was never anything but the king's concubine. Others will go so far as to say she was a witch. But even as Anne is reviled, her intelligence and ambition survive. In January of 1559, Anne's daughter is crowned Queen Elizabeth I. Elizabeth's reign elevates England as an economic and military power and gives rise to works of art and theater that will live on for centuries. Anne Boleyn's daughter, Elizabeth, will come to be seen as one of the most successful monarchs in English history. And her story will force historians to revisit the downfall of her mother. Anne Boleyn, once painted as a witch, a harlot, or a heartless schemer who almost destroyed England, will come to be seen as a woman whose only sins were being intelligent, driven, and giving birth to a girl instead of a boy. Supposed sins that were punished by a cruel king who sent her to her death on May 19th, 1536. Next on History Daily, May 22nd, 2002, a jury in Birmingham, Alabama, convicts former Ku Klux Klan member of bombing the 16th Street Baptist Church in 1963, resolving one of the most shocking cases of the civil rights era. Thanks for listening to History Daily. But did you know that you can listen ad-free in the Wondery or Amazon Music app? Or for even more history content, including the entire History Daily archive and other fantastic history podcasts, go to intohistory.com. From Noiser and Airship, this is History Daily, hosted, edited, and executive produced by me, Lindsey Graham. Audio editing and sound design by Molly Bogg. Music by Lindsey Graham. This episode is written and researched by Michael Federico. Executive producers are Stephen Walters for Airship and Pascal Hughes for Noiser.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.